This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
Federal Appellate Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett advanced another step Sunday to winning confirmation to a lifetime appointment on the U.S. Supreme Court. The Senate voted to end Democrats' filibuster on her nomination, setting up a Monday night vote on her all but certain confirmation to the seat left vacant by the death last month of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The staunchly conservative Barrett would be President Donald Trump's third appointment to the court and significantly tip its ideological balance toward a 6-3 majority. Barrett could be sworn in by Tuesday, in time to hear any voting disputes related to Trump's November 3rd re-election bid against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. Barrett could recuse herself from consideration of such cases since Trump appointed her to the court, but Barrett declined to say at her confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee whether she would recuse herself or not. She would likely be among the justices hearing a new challenge November 10th on whether to invalidate the country's Affordable Care Act, which Mr. Trump has sought to overturn. Barrett appears to have at least a 52-vote majority in the 100-member Senate for confirmation. All of those are Republicans. And if any Democrats vote in her favor, she'll have a larger majority than that. More than 58 million Americans have already voted, about 2/3 of them by mail and about 1/3 in person, with many of them saying they wanted to do so ahead of Election Day to avoid coming face to face with other people amid the coronavirus pandemic. Polls show that perhaps less than 5% of voters have not decided on voting for Trump or Biden, making it especially imperative for their two campaigns to identify existing supporters and make sure they make it to the polls. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.